tuned to the new 91.5 WGLZ, West Liberty, West Virginia.
Yeah, when I grow up, you know what I want to be? Take a seat, let me tell you my ridiculous dreams. I want to rap, yeah, I know it's hard to believe. And I can tell you're already thinking I will never succeed. But I'm okay with it, I admit the lyrics are weak. I've been working on them, I'll be good eventually. I understand you gotta crawl before you get to your feet. But I've been running for a while, they ain't ready for me. I know this probably isn't really realistic. And honestly, I might not ever make a difference. But that'll make a difference, I'ma have to risk it. I've been crunching numbers, you ain't gotta be a mathematician. And see, the odds ain't rooting for me. I can't lie, though, it's kinda how I like it to be. The underdog, yeah, you probably think you know what I mean. But what I'm saying is, they ever push me, I'm gonna swing. Yeah, I could go to college getting down like everybody else. Graduating, probably get a job that doesn't pay the bills. That'll make a lot of sense to me, forget the Happy Meals. I don't like the dollar menu, I would rather make a meal. Huh? Make a meal? No, I said make a meal. Home cooking, get the grill. How you want it? Pretty well. Everything I see is overdone to me, I'm not a Dell. But I'ma get a record deal and say hello to Mr. Bill.
I just wanna pay my bills, rapping about the way I feel. Oh yeah, I just wanna make a couple mil, leave it to the fam and the will. Oh yeah, I just wanna sign a record deal, maybe buy a house up in the hills. Oh yeah, might not be the best in my field, but I guarantee that I'ma die real when I grow up. Yeah, hey, when I grow up. Yeah, yeah, hey.
Make them notice me, rhyming like it's poetry. Everything I oversee, I just like to overthink. Mocking me, you pay the fee, no returning no receipts. Those of you that don't believe, quiet, you don't know a thing. Quiet when I'm trying to sing, quiet when I'm making beats. Quiet when I'm trying to think. Sorry, I don't mean to scream, I just feel like no one really gets me. And it's sad to see, cause someday I'ma grow up and show all of you it's meant to be. Yeah, anybody wanna hear me rap? No. Come on, let me play a couple tracks. No. Come on, I can spit it really fast. No. You think I should throw this in the trash? No. Trick ya, haters go away before I hit ya. I am not a beggar or a kisser. You don't understand, well, I forgive you. I am not a quitter. You ain't really think that, did ya? Maybe someday I could even be up on the radio. Have a tour bus and maybe even play a couple shows. Everybody in the crowd singing every word I wrote. Telling me that I am not the only one that feels alone. Huh? You feel alone? Yeah, I kinda feel alone. Wonder if the feeling ever goes away when you get old. Will I ever make it as an artist? I don't really know. Might not make a lot of dough. I'ma have to try it though.
I just wanna pay my bills, rapping about the way I feel. Oh yeah, I just wanna make a couple mil, leave it to the fam and the will. Oh yeah, I just wanna sign a record deal, maybe buy a house up in the hills. Oh yeah, might not be the best in my field, but I guarantee that I'ma die real.
When I grow up, I just wanna pay my bills, rapping about the way I feel. Yeah, I just wanna make a couple mil, leave it to the fam and the will. I just wanna sign a record deal. Maybe buy a house up in the hills. Yeah, I might not be the best in my field, but I guarantee that I'ma die real when I grow up.
This is Logan. Today, I'm here with Jay Jack to talk about child abuse. Jay is the administrative manager at Harmony House. So how are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. I'd like the lead-in music. That was actually my theme song, so I'm glad that you knew that.
That's cool. So what kind of things does Harmony House do?
We're a children's advocacy center, so Harmony House's primary concern is to limit the amount of times that a child has to talk about their abuse. In the not-so-distant past, law enforcement and protective services have kind of had to talk to kids in random settings that aren't always the most welcoming to a victim of a crime, especially the youngest kids. And conversations have had to be held, you know, multiple times. But at a CAC, our interviewers attempt to reduce the trauma by having a discussion in a way that is, one, less intrusive, and two, done on camera so we can disseminate the information to people that need the information to prosecute. Additionally, we have advocates that provide victim support in the office with information and referral, and out in the community, pretty much in like courtroom settings. We also have help to those families that are ready for it by introducing trauma-focused therapy, and proactively we like to get out into the community and educate and promote awareness as much as people will let us.
Well, that's really cool that you guys do that.
Thank you.
So what kind of abuse is most common?
We deal mostly with sexual abuse, unfortunately. We also mostly see physical, drug endangerment, and witness to crime.
All right. So how often does child abuse occur in the Valley?
How often does the weather change? Way too often.
Wow.
No, honestly, it's hard to say, but Harmony House last year, we had 1,100 people come through our doors. 715 were children, and almost 400 of those kids that came through were interviewed. So it's a big number that we see, but I'm sure that there's a bigger number out there that we're not involved in the lives of. And that's unfortunate, but, you know, we're here. So that's the main thing, that, you know, we're trying to do what we can to make change happen.
Yeah, and it's really good that these kids can feel comfortable enough to come to you guys to talk about their abuse.
Yeah, and that's the main thing. We want to try and give them a voice. We want to, you know, eliminate as much trauma from their lives as we can and help them get on a path where they can heal.
Yeah. So what is considered to be child abuse?
Anything that a parent or caregiver does or fails to do that can lead to physical or emotional harm or the risk of can be considered child abuse. It's very broad. You know, we don't consider ourselves to be, you know, folks that that get out and find the abuse. We leave that to law enforcement and the folks in protective services, but we try to do what we can to turn it around once we get a hold of a child to talk to them. There's just so much out there that, you know, we want to just do what we can to help.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing, is just that kids are getting help if they are being abused.
Right.
All right, so we'll be right back after this short break.
Quiet down. Quiet down. Josh.
Here.
Devin.
Here.
Cassidy. Stay calm and follow the drill. Make a barricade and spread out. If they come to the door, be ready to evacuate through the windows.
In a scenario like this, it's hard to stay calm. ALICE training can make the difference, and possibly save a life. ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate. It focuses on maximizing survivability in scenarios like this that are becoming far too common. Go to westliberty.edu/emergencies/ALICE for more information. Preparation is the key. This message has been brought to you by the Office of Student Services and WGLZ Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Stephen Greiner, president of West Liberty University, and you are listening to WGLZ West Liberty.
Welcome back. For those who are just now tuning in, I'm here with Jay Jack. So, is the abuse also harmful to extended family?
It is. We deal with what we split it up to what we call primary trauma and secondary trauma. Any person that comes in, we screen the family members that come with them. And just through simple conversation, we can find out that, you know, they have been victims of things that have happened in their lives. And unfortunately, quite frequently, we find out that, you know, this is, you know, there are bigger issues, family issues that that we have to work with. And in cases like that, you know, we work with the whole family, and it's pervasive. You know, the whole family is affected by abuse, and you know, it's just one of those things that it's difficult to deal with. But you know, we have folks here that know how to, you know, talk to people that have been through a lot, and we help them, you know, get to a different place. Sometimes the smallest thing can also, their smallest conversation can trigger, you know, memories that, you know, and suddenly you're talking with a mom that didn't even remember, you know, a situation that happened to them 20 years ago, and now they're sitting in our lobby crying, and we're trying to help them work through things. And that's what we're there for. We want everybody to have that opportunity to have a voice, you know, focus on, you know, everything that they need to focus on and move forward. There's just so much negativity out there that we need to try and, you know, take that positive spin and move forward with it.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that Harmony House also helps the extended family members of victims of abuse.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So is neglect considered to be abuse?
Absolutely. Neglect means that a child is not receiving basic needs to thrive, and that can lead to mental distress or trauma. So it's definitely a form of abuse. A lot of people like to shove that, you know, away as something more minor, but it's just as harmful. Absolutely.
All right. What are some warning signs of abuse?
There's a lot of different things. Excessive withdrawal, fear, anxiousness, extreme behavior fluctuations, lack of parental attachment, inappropriate behaviors, like where the child acts more of like the adult, or inversely infantile, where the child's at more of an advanced age, unexplained injuries or cover-ups of injuries, when a child recoils from any kind of touch, is afraid going home, runs away, and obviously something like sexual inappropriateness or acting out, definitely a big sign.
All right. So what should you do if you see abuse happening?
I'd like to say call us, but we're more of a second step. Honestly, the first step is reaching out to Protective Services or your local law enforcement. Protective Services would be your big first person to call. They have a hotline that's 1-800-352-6513 here in West Virginia. But if you're not sure of something, if you don't know if it's really abuse or do have questions, we can always try and answer anything that you have. And our number here is 304-230-2205.
All right. Thank you, Jay, for coming on and talking about child abuse.
No problem.
All right, let's get back to the music. Here's Beware by Big Sean.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these wolves tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I should have seen this coming right from the start. You should be